This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Bung time. Hello. DJV time, actually, is 7 after the hour, Friday the 11th of December. Seems to me, actually, 4 weeks ago to this moment, Victoria, we had Friday the 13th in November. Pretty exciting, huh? Remember back that? That's the most important thing I have on my mind.
Like a million years ago now that November was...
No, this time is going very quickly. Yeah. Mm-mm. Seems like I just had my birthday, in fact. Well, it was close to that. All right, so where are we? Today is International Mountain Day. Mountains, some of the most interesting geological features that our world has to offer. That's for sure. It was just something about Mount Everest, or one of the mountains being 3 feet higher than everybody thought it was.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yes, the Chinese and the Nepalese finally were able to agree on the height of, was it Kilimanjaro?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
right?
One of the biggest.
It's in Nepal?
One of the biggest.
Kilimanjaro,
yeah.
What's the big one that's in Nepal? Anyway, they've been fighting over it for years, and so they finally agreed. And essentially, we know how poorly the people of Nepal have been treated by the Chinese. Oh, yeah. And so this was yet another example of the Chinese saying, no, your mountain's 3 feet shorter than you think it is. And that was just yet another kind of slap in the face because, you know, in Nepal, the land and the mountains are just, you know, they're sacred. And so to sort of say, well, you know, your mountain's not as great as you think it is, was really kind of it sounds silly, but it was a big deal.
Mountain high, valley low. Is that how that? Remember that? You don't probably know that song. There's a very popular song.
River Deep, Mountain High, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know who sings it, though, but I know the song.
I think it was Tina Turner.
Oh, you're right. It is Tina Turner. Do I Love You? Yes, I Do, right? That
yes,
song?
Yes.
All right.
So anyway, the fact that today is International Mountain Day, and what all the geological features, recently talking about how mountains are formed, I'm fascinated with how the Earth works and how things that, you know, we think about our bodies, we think about how amazing it is that we have these things, these tools that we use, and then you think about how other things that are part of the very nature that we, you know, it's part of our nature, it's all something together, all linked, if you will. The fact that people go, they want to climb these mountains. You've seen pictures of these people that climb up these straight slopes. How they do it. It's like an ant crawling up. You know, it's just they hold on. There are a couple of very famous people who do that, men and women. It requires fabulous concentration, great strength, endurance to be able to climb up these. And it's sort of like a lot of other things. When you ask them, why do you do it? Well, because it's there. Okay, yeah.
Didn't a woman become set a record last year?
Or yes.
It was pre-pandemic, right?
Yeah.
Was it the first woman to climb El Capitan?
Yep, that's right.
Right, wasn't it?
Yeah, right. Back in 2003, the UN established December 11th every year as International Mountain Day. And basically, they wanted to have protection and sustainability in the forefront. A mountain day a couple of years ago in Japan declared a national holiday for people to have the opportunity to familiarize themselves with and appreciate the mountains. And who doesn't, when you look at anything that has to do with Japan, it's all about the big mountain in Japan that becomes sort of the backdrop for everything in Japan.
I was wrong. Kilimanjaro is Japan, and Mount Everest was the Chinese Nepalese argument.
Everest, that's right. Yeah.
So it's Kilimanjaro, I think, that's in Japan.
No, what's the big mountain in Tokyo or in Japan that you see all the time in pictures of Japan?
I think it's Kilimanjaro.
No, I don't think so. All right, well, we'll check it out. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, speaking of China, the pick for the China trade. Well, it's not just the China trade. It's the trade envoy, the U.S.-China trade war, now back in the on the front page, if you will, because the president-elect has nominated Catherine Tai, T-A-I, who is Chinese, to be the trade lawyer, the trade representative, if you will, first woman to fill that position, an Asian-American. I wish they would put the American first, an American of Asian descent or something, but anyway, that's not the story. The story is that she's a tough cookie, and the one of the reasons apparently that she was chosen for the job is because she has Chinese background, and that the Chinese are not happy about this. She actually, I think, comes from a Taiwanese background. She came from Connecticut, actually. Mm-hmm. Speaks Mandarin fluently, graduate of Yale and Harvard Law School. It's not like she doesn't know what's what. She taught English in a Chinese university in the 90s. So she's very familiar with China and the whole business. She became the leading...
I think it's, just to interject for one second on the language, I think it only makes sense that someone who's fluent, whether they're of Asian descent or not, it doesn't really matter. But I think that, you know, when you see, when translations and translators are relied so heavily upon in these types of talks.
Lots is lost. Yeah, yeah.
I think so.
It's
and I think this is a very smart move.
I think it is.
Not that I'm paranoid, but at all. Mm-hmm. But in this, in those cases, whenever there's a translator involved, there's always a little bit part of me that's just wondering what's getting lost. Yeah. So I think this is, and the fact that she has a great reputation, and, you know, I think, and being of Taiwanese descent, I think she's going to be tough to negotiate with, and I'm excited to see what she'll do.
The Chinese are not excited at all about her being chosen, and Pete Buttigieg is now going to be the Chinese ambassador.
Really?
Chinese,
I hadn't heard. I know that a lot of people were wondering what position
he would take.
Yeah. He wanted to do something. His first choice was to be the ambassador to the UN, but there was a woman ahead of him in line there.
So that's what he did in China. Yeah.
Yes, he speaks five or six languages fluently, so maybe Chinese is one of them. But I also think his intelligence background is really going to also help in that position. So for all this talk about, you know, oh, Joe's going to be weak on China, that's not what he's showing so far. So I think it'll be interesting.
Probably
and it's Mount Fuji. I'm not awake yet.
Mount Fuji, yellow.
Yeah. Right, sorry. Exactly. Apologies to everyone who's screaming at the radio at us.
Yeah, dummy.
I know, right?
Yep.
Save your Facebook comments. It's okay. Yep. We figured it out.
Mount Fuji. Thank you. The Biden administration apparently wants not to decouple with China, and I think that's smart. What they want to do, and apparently this woman is well thought of in international circles, so they're actually thinking that this would be good to bring people together, kind of gang up on China.
That's exactly what I've said. I love that strategy because and I said this last week, and I will say it again. I give Trump credit. He, as I said last week, and you like the analogy, he punched the shark in the nose. But we also learned a valuable lesson that you can't go it alone against China. And it's not even just because of their currency or the size of the country. It's how ingrained they are in the supply chain in so many countries. You have to have your allies banding together, and everybody kind of circles the wagons around China. So I think that so far I'm happy with the direction we apparently are going in.
Yeah, it's really funny, people who listen to me, and I mean, if you really listen, you know, that's not that I'm right down the middle, but I have an objective point of view and not a political point of view on a lot of the things that are important for us to understand. Apparently this lady's also, by the way, a skilled negotiator, and people on both sides of the aisle think that she's a good choice. At least that's what I'm seeing. You know?
Finally, a little bit of bipartisan feelings, right?
Farm community likes her. Those who are in the know in the farm community. So you know, you look at some of this stuff and you think, all right, what are we going to do and how are we going to fix it and how? You know, it's a little early to judge, but
Well, and the other thing is a lot of...
I'm not thrilled about some of the people he's put up, but I think, you know, in this circumstance...
As far as China goes, the Trump tariffs, Joe Biden has said he's keeping them in place.
Yeah.
So this is going to be, you know, it's going to take what Trump built on, and then they're going to build upon that. So it's I think that this is the right approach, and I think China is right to be nervous about this and unhappy, because I think that they're going to have a reckoning.
They should be, right. But that's exactly what they need, as a matter of fact. The FDA has, the recommendation, this is the day they're supposed to vote, or wouldn't they? They voted yesterday. I think
they
it was only one person that didn't vote for the Pfizer thing, right? So they start getting the vaccine today.
Well, so the FDA, they have the advisory committee. They voted to move forward to grant the emergency use. Now the CDC is going to do the same thing today. So I think by the end of today, we will see that the vaccine will be available to start rolling out. The first places, they're still deciding on the sort of hierarchy, but I think that you'll see it rolling out into hospitals. This could be this weekend.
Yeah,
I know New York State is doing the same thing.
Yeah, Ken Cronin expects to get his shot this weekend and his staff first of the week.
Yeah,
it'll be interesting
to see what his report is, you know, of the side effects. And because they said yesterday on the news, I was watching, that it could take up to several weeks for people to have a reaction. Because, you know, the two people who had the anaphylactic reactions in England on day one, they had an immediate reaction because that's anaphylaxis. But if you have another, allergy, my mom called me last night. She's in a panic now because she saw on the news that they're thinking if you're allergic to penicillin, you can't get the Pfizer drug or vaccine, and she's allergic to penicillin.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that applies to the Moderna one as well, but they're kind of fine. I mean, we moved really, really quickly on this, which is, can be good and bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are a lot of things that we still don't know yet about the vaccine.
That's for sure. And who's going to be the guinea pig? And is that what it really takes? For example, the House Speaker in the New Hampshire State Legislature died of COVID, 71-year-old Richard Hinch. He had other things going on, as is the case with most of the people who die that have COVID. There were 3,100 Americans who died on Wednesday
alone. I know.
Yeah, right. Oh. But again, it's not. It isn't. Don't. It isn't. The COVID is what finishes you off. But there are very few cases if you can find them. That's why I keep saying that, because I want people to understand that COVID itself is not a death sentence unless you got lots of other things in your system that have compromised your immunity and compromised the way your body works. So keep yourself healthy. And in that mind and with that frame of reference, it's good to know that Navaj is around. I was listening to a spot yesterday on somebody's program from the fellow who developed Navaj. It is really kind of an interesting thing what he went through. It's kind of like what you went through. I looked for a solution. He was looking for a solution to his own problem. So if you have this problem, Victoria has this problem, you get allergens up your nose, you get all kinds of congestion up your nose, there are germs and all these the household
the
garden variety
heat
germs.
Right now
the heat
is, oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Really,
you know, the viruses. So Navaj.com, the website for this company and for this product, is a great way for you to explore how you can breathe better every single day. You push out the dust, the bacteria, the pollen, the pollution, all these other things that are in the air, the horrors of what we're going through. This is the season for you. If there is a season at all, this is it. This is the time of year to keep your nose clean. You know, as you're taking care of the rest of your body, why not take care of this? Go to Navaj.com, and I can't stress enough how wonderfully well Victoria, great example, Jennifer as well, Navaj.com. This is the DJV Show. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Jennifer's off today. It's 21 after the hour.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Well, as we're in the holiday season, Victoria, Taylor Swift is a gift for everybody that likes her music. She's announced that she was dropping her 9th studio album. Not connected to that other guy, for sure. She said, posted this, "I'm elated to tell you, my 9th studio album and Folklore Sister Records will be out tonight. It's called Evermore. Folklore dropped this summer to critical and commercial fame and success. Acclaim, I guess is the right word. According to Ms. Swift, to put it plainly, we just couldn't stop writing songs. To try and put it more poetically, though, feels like we were standing on the edge of the folklorian woods." An interesting phrase, isn't it? Folklorian woods. Had a choice to turn and go back or to travel further into the forest. We chose to wander deeper in. Swift also tweeted that the music video for her single Willow, which you're listening to now, will be released at midnight tonight. "Ever since I was 13, she said, I've been excited about turning 31. Because it's my lucky number backwards. Which is why I wanted to surprise you with this gift now."
Yeah, her birthday's coming up in 2 days. She'll be 31.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
December 13th? Yep.
Accomplished a lot, hasn't she?
Oh, yeah. Anyway. Considering she started at 14.
Yep. Evermore features 15 different tracks on the standard album with 2 bonus tracks on the deluxe edition. So what's it cost to download something like this? What is she making? What comes out of this?
You know, I most people just have, they pay a monthly fee for a subscription to a music streaming, so I have already saved this before I went to bed last night. I pre-saved it on my Tidal, which is the streaming service that I use. So I have no idea how they get, honestly, how artists get paid. Because if you stream a song, I think they get like a tenth of a penny or something for each stream. So, but she gets billions of streams, so I guess it adds up.
Well, there you go. It's good for her. All right, next up, musically speaking, on the DJV program for this Friday, a focus on the Bee Gees. This is one of my favorite songs of all time. The Bee Gees from Saturday Night Fever. Have you seen that movie, Victoria?
I did not like Saturday Night Fever.
Didn't you?
No. The music was the best part of it. Yeah, I just didn't like the music.
Yeah, maybe it's the music, yep. Anyway, the upcoming documentary debuting on HBO Max this weekend, The Bee Gees. How can you mend a broken heart? Several current stars are featured in the trailer talking about the Bee Gees. Timberlake, Justin Timberlake says, quote, "There's nothing else to say about the Bee Gees except they're blanking awesome." They didn't say they're blanking awesome. He said something we blank out. HBO says this iconic trio found early fame in the 60s, went on to write over 1,000 songs.
Wow.
Including 20 number one hits through their career. This film follows the Bee Gees' meteoric rise. They rode the highs of fame and fortune, navigated the complexities of working so intimately alongside each other. The twins, who have both died, the only one left is Maurice. The teaser also features snippets of interviews with members of other brother acts, like Oasis's Noel Gallagher, Jonas Brothers' Nick Jonas. "When you got brothers singing, it's like an instrument nobody else can buy," says Noel Gallagher. And HBO has added that the documentary features revealing interviews with the oldest brother, Barry, archival interviews with the late twins. I'm sorry, Maurice is not the one. Barry is the one, right. Who's still alive. Robin and Maurice are dead.
Yeah.
The film features, and so is the cousin who died a long time ago, but he sounded just like him. Andrew wasn't Andrew. It began with an A. Film features never-before-seen archival footage of recording sessions and concerts and TV appearances, interviews with musicians like Eric Clapton, Chris Martin, and that sort of thing. Singer Lulu, who is friends. Anyway, that's the story. Bee Gees, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart, arrives on HBO Max tomorrow. It's 28 after on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts. Better prices. Every day.
Here's tonight's Top 100 Tech Story. I'm Nick Miles. Mini is driving forward with the realignment of its model range with a clear focus on drivetrain technology, vehicle segments, and services of the future. At the center of its realignment is the expansion of electromobility. Commitment in the crossover and premium compact segments and strengthening of the market position in China. Customers' needs and wishes have defined the development of the Mini model range over the past two decades. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. At allconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
The number one gift in this stressful year? Relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More calls from Washington leaders for Democrat Congressman Eric Swalwell to step down after a year-long investigation reveals his ties to a suspected spy from the Chinese Communist Party. New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik on Fox.
What is truly disturbing and very sad irony, Eric Swalwell was the perpetrator of these baseless accusations and the phony Russia hoax. He owes his colleagues answers, he owes his constituents answers, and he should step down from the House Intelligence Committee.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi defended her decision to appoint Swalwell and will keep him on the Intelligence Committee. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's case argues that the swing states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Georgia unconstitutionally violated state election laws and therefore should not certify their election results to the U.S. House. One-third of all U.S. states and over 100 congressional leaders signed on to the challenge heading to the U.S. Supreme Court. USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tebow from the Friday movie franchise has died. Tommy Lister was found unconscious in his home in Marina Del Rey, California on Thursday afternoon and pronounced dead. That was confirmed by his manager, Cindy Cowan. The coroner's office is investigating and a cause of death has yet to be revealed. Mainstream media censored the Hunter Biden laptop story and did well as shielding the explosive information from American voters. Some emails may implicate President-elect Joe Biden of wrongdoing. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki gets us up to date on the story.
Hunter Biden acknowledged Wednesday that he was under investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware. The probe is looking into his taxes and business dealings in foreign countries, including in China. Biden has reportedly been under investigation since 2018. Senator John Kennedy says he's most troubled by the investigation into Biden's overseas business relations. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News he's worried about the implications that U.S. foreign policy can be influenced with money.
President Obama put Vice President Biden in charge of the foreign affairs of two countries, China and Ukraine. And that's a fact. It's also a fact that in both cases, his son, Hunter Biden, walked away with tens of millions of dollars of contracts from connected people in those two countries. And there, at the very least, there was an appearance that America's foreign policy could be bought.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We send you wishes of good luck today, Friday the 11th of December, on the DJV program. Doug Steppen with Victoria Keelan, who will be gonzo next week. Jennifer will be here. Jennifer's off today. I'm the stalwart, though. I'm the king. I stay. I'm always here. And I don't know any better. It's a very interesting thing. The messes that we have around us, you can still find something. All of you, all of us, wherever you are, you can find something good. Look at the love that will be exchanged between now and the beginning of the year. It's Hanukkah for a lot of our friends, a happy time of year for the Jewish community. Christmas certainly is. If you don't let yourself get bogged down with all the people who aren't here this year, it's not going to make you feel any better to think about, oh, that person's gone. And I go, yeah, okay, we know. But think about the future for yourself and your family, your loved ones. I'm pitching the ball to you, boys and girls. You got to catch it, though. Lots of options. Being down in the dumps at Christmas time is one of them. If you choose to sail in that boat, please don't call me. I'm not interested in sailing in that boat. I want to move ahead and have a brighter, lighter look, more to the new year than to what's going on even now. You got to think it's always every day, every moment is actually a chance to change things up. And I think that's what I keep in my mind. The better part of understanding this stuff is to look ahead and not get so stuck on the past. These people who say, and Jennifer and I had this conversation on the air and off the air, actually, about the people who just want to, they want to get even because that's what you guys did the last 4 years. That ain't going to fix anything. It's true. There's nobody, anybody that's going to argue the fact, if you're objective, that the Democrats screwed the Republicans over into a fairly well. But the Republicans say they want to do the same thing. That's not going to get us anyplace. We are really in a jam at the moment all the way around. We need to be looking toward things like this woman that was the Chinese rep we were talking about before. That's somebody I think that is going to probably help fix the problem if she stands up toe-to-toe and you know, looks them right in the eye and says, okay, this is how it is there, pal. If you don't like it, you know, see you later. You need the Chinese still need America.
More,
you know, more than America needs China, in fact. Even though we become dependent on them, we don't need them. They need us. So, all right, so, and they're responsible completely, 100% top to bottom for the COVID, which becomes the main source of our conversation way too many days. Dancing with the Stars judge Carrie Ann Inaba has it. She's tested positive, and apparently, you and I were talking
she's
off here.
She's pretty sick.
She's pretty sick, yep.
Yeah,
she's
this
in pretty good shape. I don't know this lady, but...
She's one of the judges, and she is a professional dancer. She's young, she's vibrant, healthy, she's in great shape. It's surprising that she is as sick as she is. And so she kind of used that experience. She posted a video of herself in bed looking, you know, not great. And she basically said, guys, you know, we followed all of the protocols. We did everything we're supposed to do on the show. They had no audience. They tested people all the time. And she said, I have no idea how I got this, but she said, this is really bad and no one wants to get this. So she used it as a reminder, you know, wear a mask wherever you go, socially distance, stay away from people and crowds, because this is not something that anybody wants. Ellen DeGeneres has it, but she has no symptoms right now. And, you know, that's another thing. Her studio has been on lockdown, and they've had all those protocols. So I guess, you know, it just kind of proves that you really don't know, you know, where people, what people are doing outside of, you know, when they're together in the studio, the people who work on the show, they're doing the protocols and everything. But obviously somebody was doing something that they shouldn't have, and then they got the virus and spread it around the studio, and that must have happened with Dancing with the Stars as well. So, you know, people think they're being safe, and they're really just not. You just can't take anything for granted.
Well, they may be being safe, but there's just something else there that you don't, you know, you don't know. And so anyway, she's not as badly off. But then looking at all the people that are on the staff, she's been doing virtual guests and in-person guests since October. There has been a limited studio audience there. They've stopped, apparently, they've shut it down now until January to clean the place up as much as anything else. Also on the list, if you're wondering who's going to be on the list to get the first shots, the Airline Workers Association has petitioned a dozen airline and aviation unions asking the Advisory Committee on Immunization to prioritize frontline aviation workers in the next phase of vaccine allocation. I thought that was there anyway. In other words, after you get all the people that live in nursing homes, rest homes, and the doctors and everybody who's involved in the hospital stuff, then these people ought to be. They're like police and stuff. I think that makes good sense, frankly. Mm-hmm. Flight attendants and about 15 other unions. Note that cybersecurity and infrastructure security agency, they sent a letter there to this group, designated aviation workers as essential to maintaining the nation's critical infrastructure. So I'm not sure that there is a question about this, but they're just underscoring that they want it. I canceled my trip. Boy, you know what? It was interesting. I was going out to California this weekend to see my family, but there's nothing. Everything's closed. And you actually, because it's so tight, both in Massachusetts and in California, they really are tracking you now. So if I were to get there and try to get lost for a couple of days, it would be pretty hard, supposedly. I mean, I didn't encounter any of that when I went out a month or so ago. But in Massachusetts, the same. And I didn't encounter it in Massachusetts either. But now they say it's very difficult to get back in without having some kind of tracer or tracking on you. So it just is, it's too difficult to do it. So I when I canceled my booking at the hotel that I like to stay at, the lady was very, very nice at booking.com. They just really, most people, unless you're dealing with Verizon or somebody like that, they're really pretty helpful. I've spent the week trying to get things straightened out that ought to have been easy to straighten out. like for 4 months I've been arguing with Verizon about my bill and the service, because I have special service because of our doing the radio program and what I need to have in order to make the audio sound good coming from my studio. And they claimed that they were upping it, but in fact everything is the same as it was, and they were charging me four.
I had a weird feeling that you did not get an improvement on your speed. Yeah.
As long as we're in the airline department, airlines are not necessarily required anymore to accept emotional support emails. You see this? The Department of Transportation has a final ruling. It was threefold, officially classifying emotional support animals as nothing more than pets. You know, people were bringing alligators onto planes, sheep, and all kinds of stupid stuff. It's the only service area of animals is a dog, and that's it. And the airlines can cap the number of service animals brought on board to two per person. Who would bring on more than that? So abusive, though. You're right. All these exotic animals that people were bringing on, it just is, was nonsense. And pretty uncomfortable if you're sitting in a tight seat.
With a peacock next to you.
Right, yeah, exactly. Pooping all over.
Someone brought a pig on board on a plane once, and it's out of control.
CertaPet is an online telehealth platform that provides emotional support letter service. They released a statement in response to the ruling saying they agree there have been incidents that have discredited emotional support animals and the services they provide, calling out peacocks as ridiculous. Oh, my God, people are crazy, aren't they? So, let's see. The ruling only states that airlines are not required to recognize emotional support animals, permit dog only service. They only have to have allow dogs on. That's it. And you can't have more than two dogs. And, I don't see any problem with that. I don't even understand why you would take two dogs, as a matter of fact. Yep. So that's something, I guess the old word to the wise is sufficient. I was in a grocery store. I was in a grocery store yesterday that later in the day got held up. It was a...
Oh, really?
Oh. And they caught the guy. It was very... When I got off the air yesterday, I had to run around and do a number of things because I got to go to New York. I've changed my plans. I'm going to go bring some stuff to a farm auction later today and move some stuff out. And so I went to get a couple of things in the store, and it was, kind of late in the morning. And right after I left, like within 15 minutes, this guy walks in with a gun and wearing a mask and says, "I want all your money." And they gave it to him, and then he left, and he was walking down the street. I mean, the guy's got to be something wrong. They picked him up, like, within minutes. The description of him, he walked into a Home Depot. I don't know if he's going to do the same thing there or not, but he says he was hungry, and instead of stealing food, he decided he'd steal money and go buy food that he wanted instead of what was at, that grocery store, as it was a specialty grocery store. And you look around at the shoplifting that's going on now, and I guess maybe I've forgotten what was the story when we got into problems in March and April. Was there a lot of shoplifting then? Do you remember?
No, not really. Not that made news. National news. This
bread,
now,
pasta, meat being stolen like you wouldn't believe.
This is the new report that just came out, and this group interviewed over 1,000 grocery stores, and some stores have said that in the fall that the shoplifting cases or incidents have doubled. And so in some cases more than double. And this, what makes me really, really sad is that people are not stealing TVs and electronics. Mm-hmm. They're stealing food. Diapers mm-hmm. and baby food and baby formula. Like, that breaks my heart that American babies and children are going without food, and parents are so desperate that they're stealing money or stealing from stores.
And if you look at the proposals, the latest stimulus offers that have been floating around. Mnuchin said that the stimulus check would be $600, not $1,200. And people.
Well, last I saw, actually, there's no stimulus check. There's no direct payment to anyone. Well, that was what was on the table. And to give Trump credit, he wanted another round of checks sent to people. But, Mitch McConnell, for some reason, he has not wanted to do that. His compromise is that they've allowed $300 a week extra in unemployment insurance. But that's for a lot of people, unemployment insurance has already run out. So that does nothing to help people who are already at the point where they're shoplifting diapers. So it's just the whole thing it's a mess. And now the latest is that there may not even be a deal by Christmas. And a lot of these food programs, like, one of my knocks on the Trump administration is how much they've cut the SNAP programs. So that's the food stamp programs. Yeah. And those are on the brink of extinction and expiration right now.
And because it is an ag thing, I know for a fact that there's so much abuse in the SNAP program, and that's what they got to deal with. They're not dealing with it the right way, but there's so many people getting unemployment and food stamps that don't deserve it, that don't need it, and then we have all these people that you just enumerated who really need it, and
really
they aren't getting it because they don't have access to whatever. It takes a certain amount of understanding of the system to make it work.
Yeah, and there's a group called Farmers to Families, the food box. I don't know if you know that group.
Yeah, I do.
They've provided 120 million food boxes during this pandemic, and now they're running out of funding. And people who are relying on food banks...
they're running out of food.
Food and funding. But people who have are relying on food banks, and when you see the lines that just go around the corner in cities, they just line the city, city blocks, and then out in rural areas, you see the miles of cars backed up to go to the food bank. It's really, really bad for so many Americans right now. And I don't know why this isn't more pressing. Maybe because the people in the bubble of Washington, D.C., they're not seeing this. But, a couple weeks ago when I was in New York for working with the Salvation Army, one of the volunteers told me that they had gotten a truckload of bottled water and potato chips, and it had been donated from some big organization, maybe Frito-Lay or something like that. And so just having potato chips and a bottle of water, there are so many people in New York without food that the line stretched around multiple city blocks, and they couldn't believe that people were lined up for hours just to get a bag of potato chips and a bottle of water. That's how bad. I mean, it's really... We're so fortunate that we all have a bubble that we're in, but this is when you really look outside the bubble and you see what's going on right now, people are desperate, and it just breaks my heart to see people stealing diapers.
The wrinkle on the upper Midwest, especially, wondering whether the rest of America will follow. In the last 24 to 48 hours in the upper Midwest, the northern plains, states like Illinois, Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, Montana, Wyoming, the Dakotas, coronavirus cases have taken a big, steep fall. And one wonders whether this could be the sign that the worst surge to date has peaked. That's the way I look at it. Anybody who's sensitive has been talking about how this is going to change by the end of the year. The cases,
I hope,
there are some places.
The numbers keep going up every day. There are more deaths.
In some places, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in New Jersey, and in New York and New Jersey, the death toll every day is climbing.
Earlier this fall, in the upper Midwest, the numbers were out of this world.
Yeah.
But now they've gone down dramatically this week. So let's hold on to our hats, if you will. Hold on to our seats. We keep talking about being healthy and staying well. You got to lose that weight, my friends. And as you start eating more, we have comfort food. I've been doing it. Eat the comfort food, and it puts on a pound here and a pound there. So if you want to lose it, you want to keep up with it, get onto the Calitrin program. Right now, no gluten, no stimulants, no drugs. It is guaranteed to have you losing weight in 45 days, or you get your money back. Check it all out. The best program in America, from my way of looking at it, at toploss.com. Check out with the code DJV.
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the Mice Nest.
Mice Nest?
Yes, Mice Nest is a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop, because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, And if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Three past the hour. It's Tech Talk time here, and I have my work cut out for me. I'm working with Victoria Keelan. That's not work, but trying to understand some of these things that are going on as the world of technology goes up, up, and away. We have the top five technology stories and how they affect you this week. And starting at number five, Victoria is interested in watching Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. And this has been, there's a big buzz on this.
Yeah.
I look at it and think, this is a big mistake on their part. But anyway, what's the story?
Well, you know, it is what it is right now. So Wonder Woman on Christmas Day will launch in theaters as well as on HBO Max. If you have an HBO Max account, you will not be charged extra for it. You will be able to watch Wonder Woman 1984 from the comfort of your own home. A lot of people are excited about this. So here's the thing, though. A lot of people have been misunderstanding how this works. They think they're going to sign up for a free trial on Christmas Day so they can watch Wonder Woman free and then cancel it. But, well, that's not going to happen. Don't make that your plan because there are no free trials.
Right.
You're going to have a proper account. It's $14.99 a month. And so if you think about it, though, your whole family can watch it for $14.99 for the month rather than all of the individual theater tickets. So for families who are staying home, it is a lot cheaper. But just make sure that, you know, that's not your plan because there are no free trials at all on any of the streaming services anymore. And so Disney Plus also has they've also gotten rid of their free trial. So Disney Plus has just announced that they have a ton of Star Wars-related things heading their way. So
yeah.
Disney Plus is one you might want to have, as well as HBO Max, going into the new year.
Mm-hmm. All right, number four, speaking of all this stuff, the excitement around new shows, the hottest show is The Mandalorian. What's the scoop?
Right. Disney Plus's The Mandalorian is so incredibly popular that Nerf, you know, the maker, the toy maker, has announced what will probably be a very hot ticket item this year. It's a new toy blaster that's modeled after the one that Mando carries, and it's $120 and it's 4 feet long. It's the biggest Nerf blaster ever made, and so, of course, it shoots foam, you know, the foam little darts, and but it's really cool looking, and it's a very lifelike replica. It's available for pre-order right now, and from what I've been seeing, apparently it's probably going to sell out. So if you have a Mandalorian lover kid in your house, that you might want to put an IOU under the tree, because it won't ship until the spring, but get your orders in right now, because this is going to definitely sell out, but it's very cool.
Number three, as we count our way to number one in the list this week, is a focus on Airbnb, which everybody had given up hope on. That seems to be a premature death.
Yeah, no. I mean, Airbnb has had probably the most tumultuous year of any real, you know, big organization or brand. And so in the beginning of the pandemic, everyone canceled their Airbnb reservations. I had two that I had to cancel. And Airbnb owners were listing their properties for sale. They just didn't think they were ever going to be able to recover. And then the summer happened. July and August happened. And everyone felt like, okay, I need to get away from where I am. And the safest way to do it is an Airbnb. And so Airbnb started seeing this huge surge in business, and they're still seeing it right now, so much so that they went public on the NASDAQ just, I think, 2 days ago. And I don't know if you saw this, Doug, because you had asked me what the price would be, and I don't remember what the actual IPO was, but it was 143% higher than what they anticipated.
Wow.
So that just gives you an idea. Airbnb is having a really good season right now. And so the part of the Airbnb, they have a new Airbnb.org, and it's an evolution of their original open homes and frontline programs. And essentially, it's a nonprofit that allows hosts who rent out their properties to people who are affected by natural disasters and frontline workers for the pandemic, they will get a special badge. So when you're booking your Airbnb for the future, you can see if you want to support these business owners or these property owners, if you want to support them since they've been volunteering their property without, you know, getting paid for it, it'll be a nice way to recognize them.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Number two this week is an Apple deal.
Yeah, after months
out
of
the Apple.
Right. After months of rumors, Apple officially announced the AirPods Max. It's the first Apple-branded over-the-ear wireless noise-canceling headphones, and they cost $549, which sounds like a lot, but that is on par with what Bose has and with Beats by Dre. And they are available right now, and they are going to ship on December 15th. They should arrive in time for Christmas. And unlike the AirPods and AirPods Pro, which just come in white, the AirPods Max come in dark gray, silver, blue, green, and pink. And so it has a 20-hour battery life. So pretty cool.
Very cool. Number one, Netflix. What are they doing?
The biggest scam that's happening right now, and it's not even Netflix's fault, just do not fall for it. If you get a text message or an email saying Netflix is giving away free subscriptions, they are not. It's a scam. Don't click on the link.
Tell
Doug that all the time. Don't click on the link.
59 Pat.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.